two-way defenseman early in today, and then we picked up some more skill, some grit, on the wing, and then we got some big centermen, at the end as well. So I think a little bit of a smattering of a lot of different types of players.
You like to talk about hockey IQ. Did you get lots of that in this draft?
I think so. I think we, the players that, we generally, targeted, to get onto our list, get onto our radar, we felt that that's obviously a very big big component. But as you start getting into the draft, there's different strengths that, other players have as well that, come factor into to different situations.
No goalies today. Does that say something about how pleased you are with your depth there?
Well, we did draft goalies in the past couple of drafts, so I think that this year it was something that it wasn't conscious that we didn't, but it was something that the players that we did pick, we liked maybe a little bit more than what was around for us around picking a goalie.
You drafted 2 20-year-olds, if I'm not mistaken, today. That seems to me a bit unusual.
Well, again, I think there's different different time frames that people can turn pro and people can do different things, and it's all it's all going to be about their development moving forward, whether they're, 18, 17, 18. We drafted also one player that, was really just draft eligible only by a couple of days as well, so a young player. So, again, you factor those things, into the equation, but it's, it's all about, again, creating depth within your organization for, for different prospects. We came in with 7 picks. We ended up picking 7 players. Stockpiling some picks for next year's draft was something that we did come in saying if there was if we felt we were going to get our players late in the draft that that we could get to see if we could move down. We ended up acquiring an extra pick when we moved the rights to Eddie Pasquale. So we had some picks that if we could find a way to move into next year to have those assets moving forward, that was something we were looking forward to.
Stasky said he's going to go to Wisconsin. Franklin is the other.
Franklin, I believe, is going to Mankato.
Mankato.
Yeah.
So they're both college bound guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just going back to yesterday, the cap number. How do you think it'll affect your budget when you're operating and going in free agency?
Well, it's good to have some certainty, from that perspective. Obviously, we'll have to go back to our organization and see where things factor in there. But I think, everybody now has certainty, and with free agency right around the corner, I think once now that the draft is over here, everybody is going to maybe take a short breath and then, take a look at, what's in store for them over the next, week to 10 days here now.
Talk a little bit about Glover. He's your highest pick today.
Yeah.
What you liked about him.
Well, he's got good size. He moves very well. Good two-way defenseman. Again, coming from a real strong, development program. U.S. development program is a real strong program. And, and obviously going to college to be able to, continue to grow and develop in those regards. And, again, he's... for us, getting him in the third round is something that we were very excited about because obviously where we had him on our list was not in that realm. Not having a second round pick, you're really kind of at a challenge to see where where you might get a player. But when he was available, we actually looked at maybe trying to package something to move up into the later parts of the second round, but we couldn't. Couldn't find a match for it, so we were happy to get a player that we liked.
When you look at the arms race at center in the West, you see these teams, it's not good enough just to have one elite center, you got to have two now. How do you, as a team trying to close the gap, how do you deal with that?
Well, I think like any team, you're for us, first and foremost, you're trying to draft and develop, and but in the other side of it, you're looking, at free agency, and a lot of times those things, aren't necessarily there for everybody. Someone might, get the couple players that are there, but you look at it from a trade perspective, and sometimes you just end up staring at it because it is something that you're consciously trying to do, but there's only opportunities, maybe to do it at different times. So, nothing's ever final. You're always, looking and talking and trying to see. But again, it's you see where the teams that are at the upper echelon of certainly the Western Conference and the teams that we have to play on a nightly basis, you see where their strengths lie.
Yeah, does that put pressure on you to match it, or?
Well, again, you do what you can do. You're always trying to, you know, get better, regardless of whether someone else, gets that centerman or that defenseman or that goal-scoring winger or whatever it is. You're always, looking to fill in the pieces. And it's there's 29 other teams that are, have that same notion in mind.
What are your top priorities going into free agency?
Well, I think obviously we've got some room to fill at forward, and we'll start addressing that as quickly as possible, and we'll take a step back, evaluate where things are after the draft here today, where, as you mentioned, the cap now, what implications that might have on some other teams and just the market in general.
There's some guys who decided not to give qualifying offers to.
I haven't reached out to Setoguchi's agent yet, but the other agents I have had some forms of conversation with, where that goes, obviously it's a unique period of time here right now where all teams can legally speak to all free agents. So we'll use the time here over the next couple of days to finalize either some thoughts in our mind and move forward with some concrete offers maybe for some of our own guys, and then wait and see what happens on July 1 maybe for some others.
Did Liam tell you the story of the pack that he and Tommy made when they were 10 years old?
You know what? I had heard a little bit about that, and it's amazing. We kind of chuckled at the table that we knew they were best friends and kind of joked about that. And last year we ended up drafting a cop from Michigan who's one of the best friends of Jacob Trouba. So, maybe it was a little bit of a trend there. But, it's great to see that, players in our organization have a bond already even before they get to development camp or training camp or the such. So it's we are trying to build one family here, and it's great to have a head start on it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.